God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. There's no doubt these are extraordinary days, and sometimes they're also confusing days. There are a lot of sayings that we've had for many years, maxims you'd call them, that define some of the issues at hand right now, whether it's COVID or the current unrest across the country. So, for instance, a house divided against itself cannot stand. That is Abraham Lincoln, I believe, and before that, Jesus Christ himself. There's the saying, united we stand. There's the idea of divide and conquer. And by the way, no matter what the seat issue is on any given thing going on right now, people that want to lead others know that in order to conquer, you must divide. And that's what's going on in many places right now. There's this idea of you're running for office, so you're a uniter, not a divider. Now, the truth is, and you know this instinctively on some level, that anyone that's going to be a uniter has to define what we're united around and has to actually draw distinctions. In other words, this is false, this is true, follow me. So you have all these things that are in our collective consciousness, these maxims that we have, some of them native to English, some of them far older in English, in fact, in the Word of God. So in my experience, and maybe yours, divisions we never would have thought of. For instance, someone's wearing a mask, someone is not wearing a mask. Who knew that would be a political statement? But in many ways, it has become that for many people. So let me ask you a question. When it comes to Jesus Christ, is he a uniter or a divider? Let's look at Acts chapter 14 to answer that question. Acts chapter 14 is the story of Paul and the apostles, and they go to a place called Iconium. And the Bible says they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews. Let me just stop. That instantly is almost redundant. Synagogue, what other kind of synagogue do you know except the synagogue of the Jews? Paul himself was Jewish. The Lord Jesus is Jewish. And also it went into the synagogue of the Jews. And so spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. So you're going to notice a word in the next four verses. The words are both, that's unity, and the word divided, that's obviously division. So here's Paul and others, and they're preaching in the Jewish synagogue, and they're preaching to a number of people, both Jews and what the Bible calls Greeks, two different groups of people, and both of them, Jew and Greek, believed. They believed the good news that Paul was sharing with them. Verse 2, but the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. So what are the two classes of people or two groups of people in that sentence? Well, our knee jerk is to say, well, Jews and Gentiles. But that would be wrong because the qualifying word there is unbelieving, not how they were born, but if they were born again, not who their ancestors were, but who they chose to be their savior. Verse 4 says this, but the multitude of the city was divided. So in opposition to both, Jew and Gentile believing, you have division. The multitude of the city was divided and part held with the Jews and part with the apostles. Now, what's the division there? Well, instinctively, again, we say Jew and Gentile, but no. The division there was Jews and Jewish people and apostles. Well, let me ask you something. Who were these apostles? Were they Gentile? No, they were Jewish. So this is not a matter of whether you're Jew or Gentile. It doesn't matter. It's not a matter of what your social strata. It doesn't matter of whether you wear a mask to a grocery store or not. It doesn't matter where you're from, who your family is. This is not a question of something that God decided, your gender, your race, other things. This is a question of what you decide with regards to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so you find that they were divided. Verse 5 says, and when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews with their rulers to use them, the apostles despitefully, and to stone them, they were aware of it and fled unto Lystra. So much more could be said. What's interesting here is where the unity is and where the division is. And the unity with those with the good news of Jesus Christ is always Jesus Christ. It would be easy to say. And in fact, it's a very American sentiment right now to think, well, nothing but unity. You know, there are many ways to heaven. Friend, you don't even know where heaven is. How can you be the one that decides what way is the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So while we may all instinctively know that there is a God, Jesus is ultimately the fault line. He is the division. Now, if I'm to be a follower of Jesus, it means that I have to begin, whatever I think about the issues of the day, I have to begin with what is my base? What is my core? How do I define how I'm united with people? Is it based on we're from the same country? We went to the same college. We like the same football team. We both like football or do not like football. We both are from the same social class. Or is it something more profound? Is it something deeper? Is it something more universal and more global? And the question really is, what do you do with Jesus Christ? Now, if I'm to represent Jesus Christ, then I'm going to present him unapologetically as the way, the truth, the life, and to love the people that he died to save, which is both Jew and Gentile people all over this world. I think it is worthy of note that there was an assault. It was an assault on the apostles of both Jew and Gentile. In other words, if I'm truly a follower of Christ, I'm not going to be guilty of persecution, though I may be a victim of it. I'm not saying that that's something I seek. What I'm saying is that Jesus Christ is the legitimate fault line for all time, all history, and no matter where you live. He's also the unifier because he is our head. So in confusing days where confusion does reign and more than a little anxiety, the place to begin is to think and consider where you are with Jesus Christ and to base all your other fault lines upon that.